Most important meal of the day.
Breakfast food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
Morena, Leisha, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to have you up in the studio this morning. What are we chatting about today?
I'd like to talk about the wonderful Brassica family this morning.
Now, what is the Brassica family?
Brassicas are, I'd say, probably all my favourite vegetables are in the Brassica family.
Nice.
Cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage, kale, Brussels sprouts. I could go
Tess
on.
Tess is looking slightly sketchy on the Brussels
sprouts.
I just
feel like Brussels sprouts are a controversial veggie, but look.
Well, what do I know? They're just one of those ones that have got a bad rap over the years. And I don't know why, because first of all, they're adorable.
They're like a baby lettuce.
Yeah, a tiny little cabbage.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things that, you know, if you've been served them and they've been, you know, they've cooked the buggery
soggy
out of them. Yeah, yep. And they're like no longer green, and then, you know, they don't taste very nice.
And they smell a bit weird. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think a great way to cook them is if you actually finally shred them and then you just really quickly toss them in a pan, because then they're kind of, they're still bright green and they take like no time at all to cook, and they'll be still a bit crunchy and
yum.
Yeah. So yesterday I had.
So you can kind of crisp them up a bit.
Yeah. Or just, yeah, like a quick saute kind
right
of. So yesterday I just finally shredded them on a mandolin, but you can just use a knife.
I did imagine the instrument in my head then for a second.
No,
I was thinking,
yeah.
What?
It's like a Japanese, like grater kind of thing.
Okay, right.
And I sauteed them with some miso butter, but I know that not everyone's got miso butter lying around in their fridge. So also just with like garlic, chili and olive oil.
Oh,
it's delicious. And then they just come out like really bright green and just, yeah, so
yeah,
yum.
Yeah, I feel like you could totally, if you've had a bad experience with the Brussels sprout.
With a Brussels
sprout. And you shred it, like that makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
Then I can be like, you're something different.
Also, yeah. I feel like it's a little bit cathartic as well. Like Brussels sprouts.
And you can also do them like that in a slaw, like you just shred them and just
yum.
And squeeze lemon juice over them so that it softens them a bit,
nice.
And then toss them in a slaw. At Culprit on Wyndham Street, which I have talked about before because
yeah.
I love it, they cook them and they deep fry them in duck fat.
Ooh.
And when you deep fry a Brussels sprout, the outer leaves kind of blossom like a flower a little bit.
Oh,
so
cute.
They get the outer leaves get all crispy.
And they are a cute
yeah,
veggie.
They are,
aren't they?
They're cute. And so anything fried in duck fat is going
yeah.
to be delicious.
Exactly.
And they serve them with ranch dressing.
Yum.
So they're delicious. And then cabbage also, I love.
Again, something that gets a bad rap.
Yeah. Do you think so?
Yeah,
I've not heard of the bad rap of the cabbage.
I just feel like cabbage is always like the butt of a joke in the food world, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's one of those ones as well that if you have ever smelt it boiling, it's
oh,
got a really
God.
Awful oh. kind of smell. But for winter, red cabbage is really nice braised. So you could start the pan with bacon and then cook the red cabbage and like slice red cabbage and cook it in the bacon fat.
Yum.
With a splash of red wine and some stock and just let it cook. But you could cook it for like an hour.
So is the key to brassicas right just cooking it in the yummy fat of other things?
Yeah,
other things.
I mean, but also there are,
no,
you know.
No, I'm joking, yeah. I do love like red cabbage in any kind of like salad or anything like
yeah.
that as well. It's always
they're,
nice. Yeah,
they are nice raw too. And I mean, anything's going to be delicious. Cook it in butter and olive oil. And,
yeah.
You know. Cauliflower is also in the brassica family. People are doing all sorts of things with cauliflower these days.
My mum used to make cauliflower cheese.
Yeah.
Yum. That's, can't go wrong with cauliflower
cheese.
That's
a classic.
Yeah.
And people, it's really good for vegetarians. Have you seen people doing cauliflower steaks these days?
Yeah.
So you slice it down the middle, you get like a thick piece and you kind of like cook it in the oven. And you can even do like a whole roast cauliflower.
Yeah, they do one of those at Peach Pit.
I was about to say Peach Pit's
yeah,
roast
yeah,
cauliflower is so good.
Yeah, they do it at Apero as well on
yeah.
K Road, and it's like a whole like half roast cauliflower with goat's curd and almonds and mint
oh.
over the top.
Yum.
Yum.
and then what else is in the family? Broccoli, which is, I think, my favourite veggie.
Broccoli is
yeah,
a classic.
I love broccoli.
So I was watching breakfast television the other day and they were talking about broccoli, the stalk, and
yeah.
the three presenters on there were saying that they all throw the stalk away.
No.
Yeah.
Stir fries.
Yeah. Anything. You can use it to, you know, it's like completely as edible as the rest of the broccoli. And I just can't believe that people are still throwing
were
it away.
You outraged?
I was outraged.
Use your stalks, guys. Use your stalks.
Yeah. So you can grate it again and put it in slaw, or you can grate it and put it in like fritters. I saw a really great recipe for broccoli and parmesan fritters the other day.
Yeah.
So
oh,
it's
yum.
Just egg, flour, broccoli stalks and grated, and yeah, you just fry them into little delicious golden coins.
Yeah. Yum, that sounds great. Someone's just texted in miso butter. Where, what? Yeah. Where can you get miso butter from?
My sister bought it for me from, there was recently a ferment festival down at the waterfront, and she bought it for me there. But it's really easy to make yourself. You just get some miso, white miso, and you could probably Google it if you want a specific recipe, but get some softened butter and whip them together. And then put it back in the fridge and let it go hard. Yeah.
Okay, that's nice and easy. So, Ash, if you're wanting to make that at home, sounds like you can do that quite simply.
Yeah. And it's it just makes it really salty, and if you add a knob of that to any kind of greens, it will just make it really delicious.
Yum. Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah.
So the brassica family. Yes. I just saw my mum's just texted me, "You should know what a brassica is." Sorry, Mum. Definitely eaten brassicas in my life.
What's your top broccoli head recipe?
Oh, I'm just so crazy about broccoli that I just eat it on its own.
Yum.
There's a really nice Italian pasta dish. It's like orecchiette with broccoli florets and normally some crumbled sausage.
What's orecchiette?
It's a small pasta that's shaped like ears.
The word directly translates to little ears,
I think.
Okay,
so,
right.
And it's round and got a little hole in the middle. Oh. Not a hole, sorry, like a dimple.
Oh, yes. I do know the ones you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's a great pasta dish. And, I have broccoli omelets.
I'm into it.
Lots of good things for winter there.
A preference with a short stem broccoli or a big head?
I really love broccolini, if you're going to eat the whole thing.
Little skinny ones.
But because I use the whole thing, I like to have I really like the stalk as much as I like the florets. So,
Well, there you go. And it's the season for it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the season for all those things. They're really hardy, winter vegetables, so they're going to be abundant, cheap, and everywhere.
Someone's just texted in, I don't know if you can shed any light on this. They said, "Brought a good sized cabbage on Sunday, but it was more white than green?" I don't know if that's, is that a problem?
No, not that I
think
I wouldn't.
Should be fine.
Yeah, just eat it, I say.
Yeah.
Tessa's advice, just eat it.
It's
good advice.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Leisha, chatting about brassicas this morning. Lots of good ideas for some wintry meals now that it's getting a little bit cooler out there.
Yumbo. Breakfast food on 95BFM.
We're going to be back with some Nathan Haynes in just a couple of minutes.
95BFM and Under the Radar presents the frenzied, the formidable, the explosive, the schizophrenics. One night at Whammy, already sold out. Another date just added to meet demand. Do not miss your chance to see San Diego's unstoppable rock and soul machine in action. Schizophrenics. This Thursday and Friday in Auckland at Whammy, and Saturday at Raglan at Yacht Club. Tickets still available. Get yours now from Under the Radar.
This week at the Hollywood Avondale.
Alec Baldwin and Jennifer Jason Leigh star in 1990s Miami Blues, 8 p.m. Thursday.
You ain't no cop. Oh, I'm a cop.
And Sunday's 35mm treats could not be further apart. Terminator 2, Judgment Day at 2 p.m. and Casablanca at 5 p.m.
He's a Terminator like you, right?
Not like me. T-1000, advanced prototype.
Kill us all!
The Hollywood Avondale, your local independent church of cinema.
Hey man, do you have anything by Eat, Pray, Hate?
Sure, coming up.
Oh, you're just gonna play it?
Yes.
You're not gonna say it's not in the system, or you'll try find it, but you're not sure, or you don't take requests?
This is the request show.
Shit. When does the next show start?
Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m, the Jukebox Parlor is taking all your requests, and we know you have requests. Jukebox Parlor with Soong. Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m, only on 95BFM.
This is Nathan Haynes, Epiphany. It's the Julian Dine remix. That was Nathan Haynes, Epiphany, the Julian Dine remix. I heard very good reviews from the Years Gone By show on Friday last week, where Julian Dine, amongst others, played with their family, various relatives, things like that. Sounded like a really mean gig down at the Hopetown Alpha.
BFM News Headlines.
Arthur Maria, here are your news headlines coming up this hour. The Auckland City Mission has reported a steep rise in the number of people needing food parcels in the last year. A petition to ban trawling on underwater mountains in New Zealand waters has gained over 20,000 signatures in a week. The UN has overwhelmingly voted for Britain to return control of the Chagos Islands to Mauritius within the next 6 months. And over 500 Facebook accounts spreading a white supremacist message across Europe have been uncovered by the campaign group Avaaz. Whakarongo tonu mai, these stories in full, along with weather and surf, coming up at 9 o'clock.
Kia ora, Rahul. We are going to play some Shiraz and LSJ now. This is AKL Town.
Young boy out of AK, aiming AKs, man. A's overhead arriving with my main mans. Play man, stay same, try and maintain. Clothes can't K when it rain, but it's gon' fade, man. And when the weather changes, people must shake hands. Goons playing games like it's hangman, a chain gang. Tunes let him play, man. No John, same man. Hit him on the low for some things that you ain't rape, man. Blue City cruising and goons in a Civic getting loose off the trip. We ain't care about your school clique. We cage with toothpicks, getting a pool fixed. But we ain't care about them fools, cause them fools rich. Pat it ain't Shaq, why they all want hate? And it ain't matter long as we get the cake. If you from out around the place, in every corner where we set up shop. Four wheel in the dipper spot to go park in the lot. And anyone that give them props, got they head in the box. Picking the locks, you be tripping if we ain't hot. That's why we plot them big up on the regular, regular. And my homie on the cellular, cellular. Life none but a cinema, cinema. Forget the fools, let's get the cheddar, That's why we hit the motion on the regular, regular. Hit my peoples on the cellular, cellular. Because life none but a cinema, cinema. Forget the fools, let's get the cheddar, On the really, my rock be different to the AKL town. I bet it down for my peeps if they found and we bounce. I got goons that I rock with, they gon' make a lot proud. And pour some liquor on the ground for the fans that ain't around. And all the brothers in the van selling grams, dropping pants, making bands. I hope their parents understand. If they finesse, I hope that we ain't touching hands. And before you think about robbing me, you rob at ATMs. For my pens to the paper, I just want my backup. Told them you ain't got a hand with them, just hold the brand up. Making these ones for the ages, so throw your hands up. Crew be plotting on some A, cause we ain't with actors. That's why we smoking, drinking on the regular, regular. Hit my homie on the cellular, cellular. Cause life none but a cinema, cinema. Forget the fools, let's get the cheddar, And that's why we plotting big up on the regular, regular.
Shiraz and LSJ, AKL Town. That's off their recent album. I love the dogs at the end. It always catches me out, though. Off their recent album, Imported Smoke, that came out on April the 12th. And we're going to play some Third Eye Now by Bad Energy.
I got bangs the length of Sudan. Up tongue when approach me, man? From a galaxy far away, you wanna pay to play a mother prey, you say? Like a shaman, hella druid, prepare to watch your dreams go fluid. Cause I materialize, somewhere a falcon dies. Basis, but I wear many faces. A golden cat, depends what the case is. You had a vision of a sphinx in my desert, no one drinks. I can tell what people think. You break the chain, you fuck the link.
there with the whole thing. Before that was Bad Energy, Third Eye. It's a double cocoa solid kind of a morning.
This artist and many more will be joining us May 31st at Whammy Bar and Wine Cellar for the 95BFM Fancy New Band Showcase. It's free. Get in.
Yeah!